Tonight's stories.
Upset.
With updates.
With updates.
And more updates. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Rando!
Jazz.
Sam.
We're going to start our story off with this one from r/comfortlevelpod. And it is, am I the asshole for being upset with my eldest son?
No. I'm going to say no right now.
Okay. Sam can't say anything because he read it.
Okay.
Boo. Cheater.
Brandon knows a little bit about it.
I know a little bit, so I can't say anything.
Okay, about. We'll go with it. It was that big, and it was that big that we were kind of asking a little bit about it. So
really,
Sam heard about it first. Me and Brandon know a little bit. So
okay.
You're going in blind. So
fresh
we get to live
eyes,
vicariously
fresh
through
eyes.
You.
I'm going in. What's partially
visually impaired?
Visually impaired.
You're going in with glasses.
I see.
Just like me. I can't see without my glasses.
Am I the asshole for being upset with my eldest son? I only need parents' point of view on this because they're the only ones who understand me at this point. I haven't always been the best father, and I regret that every day. I had my eldest son, Nick, male 23, when my ex and I were 15. We both didn't have a good relationship with our parents, and that unfortunately meant that we both turned to alcohol and drugs. And as much as it breaks my heart, we would often neglect Nick. That meant that Nick would be left to raise his younger siblings and had to pick up the slack. I'm not defending my less than stellar behavior, but I was a wreck after my breakup with my ex. I was drinking every day and night. I could barely function. But a few months ago, I picked up my act. I've been sober for nearly 11 months, lost 67 pounds, got a better job, and finally got my high school diploma. Today was my birthday and marked the day for my 11 months of sobriety. And before, when I first got sober, Nick would do something, but today it was nothing. No breakfast, no banners, no balloons, not even the kids were there. I asked Nick where the kids were, and he dryly told me, well, Cole, male 16, is skateboarding with a friend. The twins, male 13, are at a park, and I dropped off the triplets at the movies to watch Deadpool. I simply asked, why are you doing this? And he again said, dryly, do what? They have plans, and I can't force them to stay here. This is probably the part where I'm a bit of the asshole. We went back and forth for a little bit, and that's when I said out of anger, you can be exactly like your mother. He just sighed and stormed out. He still isn't home, and it's been a few hours. There's no dinner, no laundry done. The kids' bags aren't packed for school. I called, but no answer. So what should I do, Reddit? Should I apologize? What should I say to him? How can I fix this? I'm sorry this isn't very clear. This is very rushed, and I'll answer any questions. So am I the asshole for being upset with my eldest son?
I haven't heard the first story in a while, so this takes me back.
Off of that, I definitely think you should apologize to your son, because from that, it sounds like you just kind of took your frustrations out on him without explaining what your frustrations were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never okay.
Yeah.
Like, you're the dad. Like, he's not supposed to be catering to you. Like, you expect a certain level of respect from your kids, but it doesn't sound like he was being disrespectful at all. It was just very immature for you to do that, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah,
he didn't
agree.
Deserve that mm-hmm. reaction at all.
How old was the eldest?
He's like 23 or 24.
23, yeah.
I mean, and he took all the kids where they needed to go. Like, he's the dad. Like, you could at least say thank you
he's
for dropping
the
all the kids off.
So
like, come
long.
On.
So yeah, he's basically raising six kids
yeah.
right now.
Crazy.
I think that's another thing, too, is like he's being parentified. Like, even at the end, OP had that little moment where he was like, there's no food. The laundry isn't done. I'm like, exactly
You're
what Jazz said. You are the dad. I get that. I mean, you even acknowledge that there was points where, you know, you neglected your son. Sounds like you neglected your other kids. And they
right.
stepped up. Your son stepped up to help with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you never stepped back in as the father. And you're
Literally.
Just kind of being like an uncle or a roommate or something to this guy who has like six kids when that's
yeah.
his older. When you're his dad, not his older brother or something.
Literally.
because him saying all that stuff, it's like, bro, what did you take care of with all that chore list? Like,
literally,
if you saw that it wasn't done, be the dad and step up and do it.
Right.
Like,
you the man of the house.
Yeah. Just step up.
And also the fact that I think Jazz again mentioned this earlier, but the whole thing about how he didn't get celebrated by his oldest son. And like, I think you're expecting a lot of people to plan stuff for you. Like, if you wanted to be celebrated for this day, I think it'd be a good idea to maybe be like, hey, like, maybe let's go out and do something or celebrate yourself. Don't expect other people to celebrate you. Make a big deal about it yourself.
Right.
And just because he in the past celebrated your sobriety doesn't mean that he's always going to do that in the future, right, even if it's the best that you've done so far. So, you know, be your biggest fan and celebrate your own sobriety and don't expect your son to do it.
Agreed.
Yeah, to me, he acted like a child and like he expected his son, aka his dad, to give him big ups. I'm like, that's not your dad. That's not his responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I think I hated the way he was like, the kids should be doing this for me, or they should be like honoring me in that way. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's the relationship. This is sometimes I get frustrated with family, is just because we have this blood relationship and we have this tie, we have this name of father, mother, daughter, you also have to make sure you're maintaining those relationships, that people want to do things for you or help you. It's not an obligation. You also have to pour into those relationships too to get results out of it. Mm-hmm. And obviously you have not poured much into these relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can tell, like, just from like the dynamic of like how he was so comfortable posting that story, it's like you've clearly created a dynamic where like the kids like are supporting you,
right,
like emotionally with the chores that they do. And like, especially for an older child, like the oldest child, it's already like tough enough, even if your parents were like, you know, older when they had you or whatever. But especially when they're younger, you kind of grow up with them. You're their guinea pig, you know. And a lot of times, like, I can relate to that for sure. And there's like tough conversations that me and my parents have had to have. But like, since we've been able to talk through different things, like, it's brought so much healing. But like, this story just reminds me that like so many people, like, their parents aren't even aware sometimes of like the stuff that they put you through, like when they're growing up with you, because they're so young. And like, it's like he doesn't even realize the problem with putting that burden on his kids to support him emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, especially at 16, like, you're learning your own emotions. Right. You're learning how to manage your own stuff and who you are as a human being, like, in this world. So to expect them to like make you feel good when you think it's important, but not communicate that's too much.
Especially when he already has so many pressure of taking care of all these kids.
Exactly.
Too. Being a parent.
That's a lot of responsibility.
As a teenager.
A lot. And he's literally only in his early 20s. Mm-hmm. And he's taking care of like 5 or 6 kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know why I thought I heard he was 16. But
the dad, when he had him, he was 15.
Got it.
So the dad is around 38 to 40 years old, because the son is like 23 or 24. And the dad had him when he was like 14 or 15. So the dad is literally like almost 40, and this is how he's acting. So
acting like this. Wait, there was one more thing I wanted to say. Sam, you said something about like obligations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another big thing. Like, no day in the world is an obligation to be celebrated for. Like, we only do it because of social pressure. Like, you only celebrate Father's Day because of social pressure to celebrate Father's Day. Some people don't even acknowledge some days, like your birthday. It's no obligation to celebrate you. It's just the social pressure of doing it. So the fact that he's lashing out on something that is not an obligation, nor like a big day, like, well, it is a big day to be sober. Like, congratulations, like, not discrediting that. But it's not like, if you don't do this, you're the worst person ever. And you lashed out on that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy way to start all this lashing out. And then to him, it's like, oh, this is the worst day ever. No one planned anything for me. And everything's not taken care of. Right. It's like, bro.
And it was his birthday.
Oh, yeah. And his birthday. But you're just like, okay, you're not seeing the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
You're the problem. You're the reason no one's celebrating.
Right. Yeah. And I agree, like, with what Maddie said, too. Like, sometimes, like, you have to celebrate yourself. So, like, I mean, and I'm not saying this would have made things different, but like if the week leading up to it, you're like, man, I'm so excited. Next Tuesday, like I'm celebrating however many years sober on my whatever birthday. Like, I mean, not to say that that would drastically change like how his kids reacted, because it just depends on like their relationship with him. But like you have to be excited about those things for yourself. You can't expect for other people to be more excited for you about things than you. Is it nice sometimes when they are? Yeah, but you can't bank on that. You can't dictate your emotions or let your emotions be affected by like other people's actions, which is hard. But at your age, with the amount of kids that you have, you should be able to do that by now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that as a general principle of advocating for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you start to remember this man was a drug addict for years and he had negative impacts on his children. So if he was that week before going like, oh, I can't wait to be sober. It's going to be so good. And kids are like, I still remember the 15, 20 years of you being a drug addict and doing nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I don't really care all that much. Tell me when it's 10 years, because you still haven't done enough to prove to me that this you're different, that you've changed, that... That's what they're seeing it as.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're happy for you in their own way, but they're like, what have you done for me, really?
Agreed, because it's like, you know, even being sober does not change the issues, like if you're still toxic towards them, which it sounds like you are.
Yes.
Because like even like with my grandpa, like he was an alcoholic, and I mean he never became sober, he managed it more, but and he wasn't a good father like when he was like younger, when my mom was younger and her siblings. But like all that I remember him being is like the best man alive. Like he was like my best friend and we had so much good memories together, but it was because like he changed how he treated people. Mm-hmm. Also, like he wouldn't, like he knew that he shouldn't get like extremely belligerently drunk to where he gets sick, like around my family or around my mom and stuff, because he knew that would bring up like a lot of emotional trauma for her and stuff. So he just changed like how he treated people, even though he still couldn't kick the addiction.
Yeah.
But it's like that makes all the difference, like when you still are very intentional about showing love to the people that, you know, to the people that you love, and showing that you're making a commitment to them, you know, even though you weren't the best father. Yeah. You know, he made it a point to be the best grandpa in the capacity that he could. So it's like, it's not even just the sobriety, but big ups to you for being sober for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge accomplishment, because most people can't kick addictions like that. So that's good. But you also have to work on yourself, do some self-reflection, and continue to grow in other ways than just abstaining from whatever substances he used to use.
Yeah.
I think that's such an important point, because from his perspective, it sounds like he's saying the thing that I have to fix was being a drug addict. Like that was my problem. Not doing it anymore is going to fix everything. It's going to fix my relationship with my family. It's going to, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more work you have to do. And it seems like he's stopping short of that, where he thinks that being the addict was the only problem. No, it's things that came from you being an addict. It's the relationship that you fostered during that time. Unfortunately, you're going to have to kind of eat crow, or like you're going to have to bow down to a lot of things that you might feel uncomfortable doing because
pride.
Of things you happened before. Yeah. Your pride is going to, you're going to take a hit on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's the part where he's not understanding.
Yeah.
And in these updates, it's very clear.
Oh gosh, I'm ready for the updates.
So this next update is actually from the eldest son.
Mm.
He also wrote on here. So am I the asshole for being upset with my eldest son? My perspective. So my father posted on Reddit about how I didn't celebrate his birthday in 11 months of sobriety. I know that makes it seem like I'm the asshole. I would just like to give more context. My father and mother have been horrible for most of my life. They drink and do drugs. They'd never ever take care of me, but instead they'd restart and just keep having kids, but just abandon them with me. The only adult in my life was my grandmother, but this year she passed away from cancer. Despite being sick her entire life, she's always tried her best to help me. Last year, I had to file for custody because of my father, and he was still drinking, and he got into a car accident with the kids in the car. Thankfully, none of them were hurt, so I filed for custody. The triplets mentioned in the story are my half-siblings, and I got their mother to give up her parental rights. She's a sweet woman and made it easy, and so did my mother. This summer, my father came back to us, and seeing the kids so happy, seeing how he actually did stay sober, I swallowed my pride and I let him stay with us, which day by day I'm regretting more and more. And I just snapped the other day. He woke up at 11:30 and just started blaming me that the kids were gone. And yes, maybe it was passive aggressive of me to not remind the kids about his birthday and sobriety. I've just been overwhelmed with a lot. I can't sleep at night because of how much I've been working. My therapist thinks I'm burnt out. I think so too. I had to take care of my grandmother and shortly after my grandfather. Two of my cousins had to move in with us and she got pregnant. And I know that she can't take care of that kid. She's only 18. And I know that I'm going to have to end up raising that baby. And to be very honest with you, I don't want to raise it. I don't want to raise any more kids. I'm done. My dad didn't say the actual truth of why I left. He mentioned that he said that I should just leave because the kids would be better off without me. And that's when I left. It was dramatic of me to just storm off, which in retrospect is just something my mother would do, but I had to leave. And that and the stupid argument I had with my cousin, I just needed some air. I called off from work and turned off my phone, which I will never be doing again because of how much it stressed me out. My therapist had me come in for an emergency therapy session. She told me I need to take a minute before I head back home. So I went to the farmer's market. I tried some overpriced jams. I went for a motorcycle ride to check out some guitars and bookshops. I haven't been able to be there in a while because, like I said, I've been so busy. I got some flowers and I went to visit my grandmother's grave and I just talked. I know she can't hear me, but it just felt good to talk to her. I went to the beach to read a little. I took a nap. And as stupid and childish as it sounds, I blew some bubbles. I ended the day with getting a new tattoo and I got myself dinner. I know I was really irresponsible and selfish today, but I'm just so tired. I hope people find this and hear my side. Thank you. I feel like the thing that's also frustrating to hear about this story is how much blame they are putting on themselves for kids that's not their own, for a situation that's not their own. Like, it sucks because I know people in my life who are similar to this, where they will take up responsibility that other people are slacking, and it ends up becoming just too much for them. And it's kind of frustrating to see. And I hope that eventually one day he can realize that he doesn't have to do it because it's not his responsibility to worry about them. I understand that he feels like it is. And I know that it's very like selfless for him to be taking up all that he's taking up. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have to do it. Like, he doesn't have to sacrifice his life to pick up for what his parents slacked, you know? And what he did today to like relax was not selfish of him. Like, he need, well, it is, but it's not bad. It's good. He needed that. And he probably needs more of it. And I just really wish he had help, but he has a hindrance and it's his dad.
Right.
And it's crazy. Like, the fact that like he even opened up not only his heart, but his home to his dad. Like, you can come stay with us. And for him to like basically accuse him of not helping him on his birthday and his 11 month. Sorry, it hasn't even been a year. Like, yeah, I can understand like a year being super, super upset. Come on. And then it's like that probably was just really triggering for him, because it's like, you're like upset with me for not helping you in whatever way you see fit. But I literally have no help any of the time because all the adults that were supposed to take care of all these things in my life just didn't show up how they needed to. Right. So I had to, like, that's a lot of pressure, especially for a 20 something year old. Like, that's just, it's really heavy. So I think he definitely, like you said, Maddie, definitely needed that day to like just take a break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though it's hard, especially when you get older and kids are in the equation, you have to schedule like just some me time or just doing something where you don't have to use your brain and just relax for a little bit, because you will continue to be burnt out. So you have to do that like consistently, whether it's like once, you know, bi-weekly, once a month, but you have to make sure your mental is okay, because you can't pour from an empty cup. Mm-hmm. And then you can end up, you know, doing or saying some things that you maybe don't mean because you're so burnt out. And it's like sometimes you just get to a point, it's like you just need to check out for a little bit, and that's okay. Like, you don't have to feel guilty about it.
Like, the fact that his dad said the kids are better off without you, and that's the reason why he left, that's what he said, right?
Yeah. And he literally only could have said that to hurt him, because you know that's not true. Right. They would be better without you, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It worries me.
Because when one finger's pointed at you, there's five.
Five.
There's five pointed right back.
Sorry, that was a... He's getting on Brandon for something. He thought the finger gun thing was like, there's one finger pointed at you, you got five pointed back at you. But the thing is, like, there's three pointed back at you. Like, there's more.
I never knew that.
Oh.
<That's> so stupid. It makes me mad. Three.
Yeah, clearly.
I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway,
it's really sad, because I noticed the bubble thing. That's what's really making the story 10 times sad, because more sad, because it's like one of those things where you're doing, like, he's had to grow up so fast that he can't really even connect with doing normal child things. He's like, it seems childish, but it's like, no. You're doing that because you didn't have a childhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems healing to you. And not, oh my God, when I heard that, I was like, oh yeah.
The thing I was going to say, but I forgot, is I feel like, because he mentioned this a little bit in the beginning, even the dad saying the one line about, you know, the kids are better off without you, it really makes me feel like, even though the dad was sober, he was probably like talking shit the whole time he was there.
Oh, yeah.
Saying all these like little things. And just being belittling, because even, you know, OP said in the beginning about how he was, every single day he regretted it. So being in an environment like that where somebody is belittling you every single day, beating you down, like, even if you weren't, even if you are sober, it sounds like you're still not necessarily, like Sam was saying, you don't have a good relationship. You're not a good person. There's a lot of stuff you need to work on past drug addiction and getting better, and also having a relationship with the kids. It also just sounds like you're just like beating down on like your oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, I have a feeling that was not the only time stuff was said for OP to walk out.
Oh, I'm sure it's not, because also, and I'm sure like the son probably wasn't aware of this, but when people like get sober from things, like, it messes up like your emotional like regulation. Like, even though you're sober, it's like sometimes you can get so irritated, or it's like you just like lash out sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then like sometimes you don't even like realize like the weight of what you're saying, because it's just like something that I don't know how to explain it, but it just like makes you feel better in the moment. And then you like look back maybe a couple of days later and you're like, wow, like that was really not okay. But it's like, so it's hard dealing with people that are going through stuff like that, because it takes a long time for your brain to be clear and for everything to kind of like level out, because your body is so used to like, anytime you're feeling certain emotions that are triggering, oh, I'll just drink, I'll just smoke, whatever. So when you don't have those vices and like the frustration just builds up and you're not used to like regulating your emotions on your own, like, sometimes stuff just comes out. So I'm sure there has been like more moments since he's moved in with his son that, you know, he's said things that was triggering to any of his kids, because that's just how it goes. Like, it takes a while for you to get like back regulated.
Yeah. So I'm gonna read top comment and then we'll reset the cameras. So top comment here: honey, no one with any emotional intelligence thought you were the asshole in this situation. Your dad sounds like he's got mental health issues on top of the alcoholism. I'm very glad to hear that you have custody of the kids, because I was super confused at that point. It's okay to be a little selfish sometimes. Self-care is really important.
That's what I feel the worst about. Because in a perfect world, yes, he's not responsible for his kids. He didn't bring these kids in the world. It's not supposed to be his responsibility to take care of them. But I know he probably feels so much guilt that he doesn't feel like there's an escape. Like, it would be nice. He was like, you know what? I'm out. But these are his brothers and sisters. He probably doesn't want to see them in a really bad situation. So,
or foster homes. Yeah.
So there's no like real good answer or real good solution to help him, because the real solution would be like, well, get away from it, break away from this responsibility. But then he has to live with that. Mm-hmm. And that could be worse than what he's going through now.
That's mm-hmm. tough in and
so
of itself.
Yeah, it's very tough. So that, like, I think I almost cried when I read that story, because I just felt the predicament he's in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation. I'm like, that would break me if
it's
I was in
that situation. It's so heavy. That's a lot to deal with. Yeah. And then, like, you have to think about the brothers and sisters have trauma too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, like, it's not easy, like, raising them and trying to talk them through things and get them through, you know, hard emotions and stuff when you're still dealing with your own. And at such a young age, like, your frontal lobe is not even developed yet. Like, it's just a lot.
Okay, so this next update is back from the dad. Most of them will be from the dad.
Oh, God.
So, am I the asshole for being upset with my eldest son? Update. A lot of you won't be happy with my update. So, if you're the kind to leave hateful messages or ask stupid questions like you did in my last post, please leave. I'm going to say this again. Please do not comment unless you are a parent or an alcoholic yourself. I don't want to hear it from the parentified crowd. Sick of it. Yes, I was a bad dad. We get it. Move along now. My son had a really bad breakdown today. He just went absolutely nuclear. I have no idea where it came from. I knew he has been stressed this last few weeks, but I wasn't expecting this. Thankfully, the kids were not home to see it. He shaved his head and he just started shouting a bunch of nonsense. It reminded me of how his mother left before our divorce. I mentioned this already, but he is bipolar, type 1 if it matters, like his mother. I think that might be what it is. Because like I mentioned before, his mother acted the same way before she abandoned me and the kids. She went nuclear one day and just asked for a divorce. I ended up calling the police and they came. They went upstairs and after around 20 minutes, they just explained that he needs to be taken to a psych ward and that they'll take him. So that's where he is. I hate to say it, but it's so hard. Thankfully, my girlfriend came over to help me out and she's been a big help. I tried to call a few hospitals, but none of them can give me any information. A part of me wants to try and testify for custody again because clearly Nick can't keep it together. And I find it very hypocritical that he's been criticizing my parenting skills and now he is the one in the psych ward. Things are good with my girlfriend and I have a stable job. Now that we have the update cleared up, so let's clear up some of the questions. Yes, the house belongs to Nick, but let me explain why. The house was originally my parents'. When my father passed, my mother decided to give it to me, but then Nick decided to undertake me and take the house because he wanted the kids to live in a familiar place. It's not my fault that he owns the house. The reason why I gave the twins and the triplets that are the same age is because they have different mothers. When I was deep in my addiction, I was ashamed to say, but I had a short fling with a woman. We tried to make it work, but we drove each other crazy, and she decided to leave. I do stuff for my kid's birthday, just not Nick's. I don't parent because up until now, he doesn't let me. Once again, it isn't my fault. Anytime I try and help out, he just gets frustrated with me and yells, "I'll do it myself." For example, one day I was filling out some paperwork and I needed the kids' teachers' names and he just yells, "I'll do it myself, never mind." Or another time is when I was grocery shopping and I forgot to get my son some medication for his ADHD. And when I respectfully just said, "I'm sorry, I didn't know he had ADHD," once again, he just yelled like a toddler. I hope everyone can see my point of view. I think that's it for now.
No, we cannot see your point of view. And hearing these updates is going to send me into the psych ward. Yes. Like, it's triggering me in every way possible because it's like, man up and take some accountability for your actions. After every single thing that you said in that update, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I forgot my son's medication. It 1000% is your fault. And this is probably the problem. And this is probably why Nick gets so upset with you. Mm-hmm. Because you expect everybody else to take accountability, especially your oldest son. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to take accountability right. for your actions. And if you were really to look at what's going on, you you're the reason why he is the way he is, and he's trying his best. Like, it even pissed me off that you called the police to have him taken into the psych ward, because yes, I believe in people getting help, but it seems like he was just blowing up at you in frustration. And like, people don't realize like how harmful it can be to be institutionalized sometimes. Like, a psych ward is an institution, and like, those type of experiences can really change people for a long time, especially like, you know, who, you can't even find where he's at. So who knows what kind of medicine they're putting him on, or, you know, what's going on with him. I feel so bad for him. Like, it's just so frustrating, because it's like, how are you going to get the kids back now? But you can't take any responsibility for your actions. All I see coming from you having the kids is child neglect, abuse, you probably becoming an alcoholic again. Like, and I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but like, you have to get a grip and like realize, like, I don't understand how you even typed that and thought that that was going to smooth everything over. Right. Like, you're crazy. You need to be in a psych ward. And you don't need to have those children. And who is this girlfriend? Like, that's just going to add more trauma to them. Like, these kids are not familiar with this lady. Who's to say that she's not going to bring more BS into their life? Right. Like, I feel so bad for these kids.
You can't make these type of people. Like, Tyler Perry couldn't even write this type of villain.
He wishes he could, because this is some...
Well, he's honestly, like, he's watching this like, ooh, let me write that down.
Honestly, reading these, this is when I started to think, oh, this could be fake. Just because it seems... He seems so out of touch. Like, so out of touch that it's like almost rage bait. Like, he's trying to anger people. Because even the way he starts, like, only if you want to hear from these certain people...
Like, it's freaking Reddit. Yeah, you're not going to only hear about those
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just the way he talks. I see it like, I was like seeing it as a movie where he's talking about the instance where his son's like, can you do this? He's like, well, I forgot to. I'm sorry. And he's like, my son yelled at me like, ah. But we're seeing it from the dumb person's point of view where they're like, why are they being mad at me? Where no one would ever identify with that person ever. He's clearly in the wrong. But he's like... He just yelled at me for no reason because I forgot the medication for my kid. This, I bet that yelling is from the years of when he was parenting these kids alone and you weren't doing anything. He cut all that off. He's like, that was in the past. Mm-hmm. I apologize for that. Now we're from now. Why are you mad now? Because of everything you did before.
And you're consistently breaking trust. Yes. Like, he's giving you like a little bit of trust, letting you move back in, giving you some responsibilities of picking up, you know, some of the kids' medication, and you're fumbling it every time. And he's like trying to let you back in, but you're like proving yourself not to be capable of being let back into the family. And you don't see any issues with this. And you're acting like the child, but you want to talk about your child acting like one. Oh, he lashed out at me. Duh. Like, what do you expect?
For every little
take
thing
it on the
doing.
Chin, take some accountability and move forward and realize that because of the atmosphere that you've created with your irresponsibility and your, inability to show up, that it is going to be harder for them to accept you into their lives. And there is going to be hard days where maybe they do want to yell when you don't do something right. That's part of it. You either stick there through it, continue to build the trust by being consistent and showing up, or leave them alone and stop bringing more trauma to them.
Because even in good situations with parents who are like in tune with their kids, there's problems there where they're going to be mad at you. You're going to be mad at them. It's the same situation. You still have to be consistent throughout the entire thing. You can't throw them away just because they made you mad one day or they didn't live up to what you said.
Like, literally.
Good parents have to deal with this. And now you put so much bad into it. You still have to deal with it if you think being a parent is important to you.
Mm-hmm. I think back to the fake, potential fake thing.
Yeah.
I think the only reason it could be real is if he's a narcissist, like complete narcissism. Well, I know.
Yeah.
But it's like he doesn't know that he's, because knowing a narcissist, everything that's happened to them
they were like, oh, this is why it happened. Yeah. This is why it's happened. It's like, no, you literally played a part in every single thing before it happened. And you just want to you don't want to bring that part up.
Yeah.
Or you don't talk about it. Or you're like, yeah. So that's the only thing. But the son.
I agree.
I'm like, every single time, like, she read, but it's not my fault. I just, like, it was just like a little spark of rage in me. I'm like, it is your fault. Literally, you're explaining something that is entirely your fault. And you're like, it's not my fault. Like, what do you think? People are going to feel bad for you? Oh, you wanted people in the comments like, oh, I'm sorry you have to go through this as a parent and blah, blah. No, get up, man up. Literally. And that's what I was
wondering. Did he go through like the traditional like 12 steps where they're going through the steps, making amends, asking for forgiveness, doing that work?
No.
It seems like he's skipping over a lot of stuff.
And you just want people to view you as a good human, even though you're not acting like a good human. And to go with the narcissist thing, that's one thing about narcissists. Like, they're always so much more concerned with like how they appear to others than like how what they're doing affects others. So he's constantly like, oh, it's not my fault. And if you're not a parent, you wouldn't understand. It's like, no, exactly. Like, you're not being a good human being. Yeah. Not even like take the father part away. Right. Like, you're just, you're not getting it.
That would also explain the first like beginning phrase too of, oh, I only want these type of people to say something. Because it's like, because
you know, it's, you're not that oblivious because you know, like, other how other people are going to be looking at that. So you ain't slick.
Because the only way he's going to get good responses is like, I only want former drug addicts within the last year with five kids to comment, because they're like, there's no one who's going to be.
They're probably like, yeah, my kids do the same thing. Yeah, because I think of them,
they're like, man, I messed up and I'm trying so hard. He's like, wait, no, you're supposed to be on my side. It doesn't exist what you're doing.
Literally.
So he made another post about a week later. The dad did.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he did.
And it says, I don't know how to connect with my son. I know all of you are going to gloat and laugh and make a mockery out of my struggles, but it isn't funny. My eldest son is still in the hospital, and honestly, things are okay. The kids are happier and seem less stressed. The main problem is that one of the older kids, Cole, male 17, isn't connecting with me. I don't expect him to just be happy with what's happening, but it's like he's purposely defying me and my rules. I just don't understand why. All the other kids are adjusting just fine. And Liam mentioned before seeming happy and more relaxed. I've tried everything, but he just keeps asking, when is Nick coming home? And it's so frustrating and infuriating. He doesn't even know that Nick doesn't love him as much as Cole does. He doesn't know that Nick is jealous of him. Please give me some advice. Once again, only if you are a father. I feel like other men would get me in my pain right now. I don't want to hear any more about parentification. I honestly don't care. Thanks for reading. And then an edit that says, edit to add, I feel like Nick has done parental alienation, which hurts. I don't know what he said to Cole that poisoned him so much against me, but it hurts. He keeps comparing me to Nick, saying things like, that isn't how Nick would do it, or Nick would do this. Thank God for my girlfriend, because I would have lost it on him if it weren't for her. Should I just give up on Cole and focus on the younger ones? I have my niece, who would also agree that I'm doing a better job than Nick.
You're restarting the cycle. I want to meet this girlfriend.
What is this woman? Who is this woman?
F that girlfriend. Dude. F you, F that girlfriend. Like,
who wants to be with this man?
You're not a victim. You are not a victim.
Into one.
Get over yourself. Put the first thing first, which is the kids. Understand that you have not been there and you have caused a lot of trauma in their life. So, of course, some of them are not going to like you. And the only reason why some of them probably do like you is because you're probably less of a parent than Nick was. So they feel like they're getting a break.
Or does
you want me to read top comment?
Yeah. Does he say the like curfew thing?
No, not in this one. I only grabbed
that. That's what immediately came to my mind, is like, you're pretty much not parenting them. So they probably feel like they're having a break from like the discipline and structure that they don't realize that you need as a child that Nick was trying to provide to them.
Either that or I thought when I heard it that the kids were in survival mode.
Mm.
It's like you get your only parental figure stripped away, but technically that is your dad. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I get to be with my dad, especially the younger kids. Mm-hmm. It's like, I get to be with my dad.
Especially
finally.
The younger kids. They're mm-hmm. like, I know I'm supposed to love my dad. I'll just go to my dad. They mm-hmm. don't know any better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought, because I'm like, I don't know if it might be the next update, but there was like.
I looked through and I didn't, I mean, unless it's in the story, I didn't see anything in the comments.
Because they were like, he would let the kid have a curfew of like 3 a.m. Like Nick had a curfew of like 11. He's like, so I'm being better than Nick by giving him more freedom.
By parenting still, them less.
And he's, exactly, I do. I just let them do whatever they want and they're still mad at me for it.
That's literally not how parenting yes. works, like at all. Like kids need structure, even if they don't like it. It just, that's just not.
And a solution here for this kid is to be like, well, should I just stop parenting them and just focus on the other kids? That's like, not what parents
Yeah, that's
are.
Not traumatizing yeah, yeah. at all.
You know what? I'm giving up on
that's
you.
That's exactly what he needs.
The way that he is like being like, I'm a good parent, but then doing all these things, it makes me think, what is your definition of a good parent? Because it doesn't sound like
he
you're a good parent
know.
At all.
I don't think
and wasn't it mentioned like in the first thing that like, oh, he didn't have like good parents growing up or whatever, and he had this baby like super young.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I get that. But at a certain point, you have to take responsibility for your actions and your life. You cannot grow up to be 40 something like you are now, 60 something, still doing the same things because you made the choice not to change certain things. People come from all different kinds of backgrounds, and when you grow up, you have to look at yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes situations where things go wrong, or sometimes you're just self-reflecting and you have to say, you know what, I think I am this way because of how I grew up. And you either change it and you try something else, even if you don't know if that's exactly what to do, mm-hmm. or you just keep going with it. But whatever decision you make, that's on you. You mm-hmm. can't blame anybody else for it. And like, that's one thing that I'm so intolerant of, is like people that grow up and say, oh, I do this terribly toxic, like ridiculous thing because I never saw this or I never saw that. I'm sorry. That's not an excuse. Like,
you're saying it, you're vocalizing it to me right now. So you know it's wrong.
Exactly.
And you're like, well, that's
and you're just take some accountability for your life. There's so many people who have been in similar situations, had kids young, growing up with abusive parents, with addictive parents, parents that gave up on them. But they, when that happened to them, they make it a choice in their mind. My kids will never have to experience this. I'm going to do everything in my power to change and actually follow through with it. And it works. Mm-hmm. So other people's excuses of like, oh yeah, well, I was set up or whatever, these are just the cards I was dealt. You were dealt them. But what did you do? You didn't shuffle them at all. You just kept them right here your whole entire life. Like, come on.
He's been using it as an excuse for too long. Because I think at a certain point, like you're saying, you're like, I can understand growing up like that. Like, that is not necessarily an excuse, but it's an excuse for a period of time. Mm-hmm. But then there's eventually a point where it's like everyone you guys are saying, you need to have been working on it, especially right. if you are aware of it and you're pointing out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I feel like maybe it is rage bait or something, because it's like he's asking these like questions and it's like
in a way that
such
just
an
makes
insufferable way.
Literally.
Every
like it's
update,
pissing
I got
me off.
Madder and madder.
Yes. And it's pissing me off how pissed I'm getting, because yeah. I'm like,
because to a certain extent, it's like I can understand like, OK, yeah, if you didn't have any level of being a parent, being
self-aware.
Well, self-aware, but you didn't have great parents. So mm-hmm. you going into being a parent, you're not necessarily the best. And what you think is like, oh, this is what I would have loved as a kid. I would have loved no curfew as a kid. But then when
it's
you become a parent, it's like, no, that's not what that is.
He's too old. You've had chances to change. Sounds like before this, you were just going to alcoholism to just kind of drown everything out. Mm-hmm. But now that you're not doing that, like, you have to keep working on stuff. Being sober is not enough, period.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever want to be on this guy's side. But if you've never had an example of what a good parent is, and you're obviously not doing any like self-work to find out what a good parent is, how do you know?
You try different things. You try anything other than what you've experienced.
But I was going to say, you try the opposite of what you experienced first.
Well, that's yes. the funny
and
thing.
Then
to
you
try
keep moving
anything,
from there.
To try anything would mean that you're trying to improve. Like,
yes,
you would know what you're doing is bad. And it doesn't even seem like he knows what he's doing is bad. He just knows when it impacts negatively on him. So if something that he doesn't like happens to him, then he's like, something's weird. But
then
it doesn't feel like
he
doesn't see the connection between his actions and then the output that's coming from it.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. And you need to be in a psych ward, not your son.
I was going to say, I mean, I don't really know the true meaning of, you know, narcissist and all this stuff. But if you are coming from not necessarily caring about being a parent, but just wanting to be liked more than the person who was raising your kids for so long had to put your son in the parental role,
right,
and he's better and they like him more. If you want to be that person who might have some narcissistic tendencies, you want to be liked so much and you're losing, maybe that's where that's coming from, of like, not saying it's right, but maybe that's where he's coming from, of like, he just wants to win his kids over, because even at this point he's saying, should I just give up on this kid? Like, this kid sucks. Likes Nick more.
Yeah.
Should I just move on? Like, I feel like that's his mindset. If we were to ever try and understand it, it's wanting to be liked at the end of the day.
And that's a sad place to be as a 40 something year old man, because you learn exactly father of like six, like, not everybody is going to like you, and you cannot get your self-worth off of validation from others. Like, that's just not how life works. You have to like yourself. You have to care enough about yourself to do certain things also. If the kids can't do it for you, get it together for you. How do you even have a girlfriend at this point? Like,
well, she probably gives them that validation. You're probably doing great, I'm proud of you.
But for her to be with somebody like this, do you imagine how messed up she is?
She definitely has to be messed up. She has to be messed up. Because I can't imagine he's giving anything in reciprocation.
We need to hold hands and pray for this family if they're real. I'm serious. This is not okay.
So top comment here. You're upset because a 17-year-old who is nearly a man himself doesn't respect or connect to a man, you, who he's never really seen as a person to admire, respect, or look up to. You were an alcoholic, absent parent. Your child has 17 years worth of looking up to Nick as the male role model who took care of him and raised him. Yet you're surprised that he's not connecting with you. Honestly, given the normal surges happening for males at that age, you're kind of lucky that he only defies you instead of lashing out in much worse ways for 17 years worth of poor behavior towards him. What do you do to fix it? Go to parenting classes for the sake of all the other kids in the house. Except it'll take a long time for Cole to accept and respect you. I'm talking years, not weeks, if ever. Settle in for the long haul, providing appropriate care and support without any expectations of a return in the near future. And OP responded, I'm here now. That's what matters. His younger siblings see that. I don't understand why he can't. This is textbook parental alienation.
The top comment was literally giving you a blueprint of what to do. And he's like,
he just went right over his head. He has like the emotional maturity of like a 7-year-old.
That's too old. I feel like 3-year-old, man.
Oh my God.
So this next one, even the title kind of makes you a little pissed off, if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not responding to this one. I need a break.
Would I be the asshole if I asked my son to take more responsibility?
Yes. Yes, you would.
See you guys next week.
So this is from 6 days ago. Would I be the asshole if I asked my son to take more responsibility? My son finally came back from the psych ward. According to his doctor, he was close to severe burnout. The whole situation was incredibly stressful, and it brought back terrible moments of the stunts his mother used to pull. The whole I'm having a breakdown act, it was right out of her playbook. He just up and left the kids, which is exactly what he constantly complains about that I did. While he was gone, the kids seemed happier. There was no stress over food, homework, chores, or anything like that. They were finally having fun just being kids without the weight of his mood hanging over them. When Nick came back, he spent his first day sleeping. He didn't make dinner, didn't say hi to the kids, didn't do anything. He ordered lunch and dinner for himself, but he didn't bother to get any for me or his siblings. Then on Tuesday, he started yelling at me about not taking care of his grandmother the way he normally does. Nick usually takes her for walks, feeds her, handles her medication, and bathes her, but I had no idea she was in bad shape. When I tried to explain, it turned into another fight. His younger siblings came downstairs, and thankfully they came to my defense. Regrettably, I told him, "See, the kids are happier under my care. You keep calling me incompetent, but it's clear they like me better. They're my kids." He just sighed and said, "You know what? I'm done. You say the kids are happier without me? You think you can handle it all? Fine. Handle it. I'm too young for this shit. Have fun. And by the way, I was your kid too." Ever since then, he abandoned the kids again. He still lives in the house, but he doesn't do anything. For example, the other day I forgot to pick up groceries for breakfast. The kids had to eat toast with butter, and all they did was complain. Meanwhile, Nick just sat there on the couch drinking his coffee and saying, "I normally do the grocery shopping on Sundays," and walked away smugly. Or the other day, he was taking a bubble bath, but one of my sons, male 13, needed his laundry done. Nick just said, "You can ask your dad," and went back to his bath. He won't help with the kids' homework, and the only chores he does are cleaning up after himself, and when he cooks or uses a plate, he only helps Cole, male 17. Nick isn't acting like himself. On Sunday, he came home after hours of being gone, not answering his phone. He stumbled in drunk with two friends practically carrying him. They didn't even apologize. They just dropped him on the couch. I didn't even know he had close friends. He's being completely irresponsible. He doesn't do anything around the house, and it's starting to fall apart. The kids don't listen to me, and it's all so overwhelming. He doesn't even take care of his grandmother anymore. How do I talk to him about taking on more responsibility? I feel like I'm drowning. Even my girlfriend feels overwhelmed.
Yeah, I'm not responding anymore. I feel like I do agree with you now, Sam, that this is fake, because there's no way you're typing out all this stuff and you can't connect the dots at your grown age. Like, I have nothing else to say.
It's literally crazy.
I have nothing else to say. This is absolutely ridiculous. And like, everything that you're accusing Nick of is like something you need to look in the mirror, because you're the exact embodiment of that.
That's You've all had I them for say. A couple of weeks. You're already overwhelmed, and you're like,
why isn't he stepping out more? He just got back from the psych ward.
Life.
He just got back from the psych ward. Did anybody check on him? Has anybody asked him how they can better help him so that he doesn't reach a place of extreme burnout? He comes back, and you call it an act. Come on, I have nothing else to say. You're a lost cause as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not going to let your situation ruin my mental health. Yeah. I was good before I came here, and I'm leaving good. So I'm done.
Well, that's good, actually. If you were going to say, "And I'm upset leaving here," I was like, oh, okay,
no,
well,
I'm leaving here perfectly fine. So that's what I'm done.
Thinking about hibachi, to be honest.
Yeah, I said all I needed to say.
The part that upsets me is the fact that the whole thing, and then the fact that he's like, basically like, "I'm a better father. I can take on what these kids can't do." And then at the end, he's also saying,
I can't control these kids.
Yeah. They don't listen to me.
Fix it, Jesus.
I can't do laundry. I can't get groceries. I can't do anything a normal parent would do.
I forgot to do groceries.
I'm so good. I'm great at this.
They love me.
Yeah.
And then he says his girlfriend is feeling overwhelmed. And it's like, because your girlfriend's probably doing everything. I honestly don't think he's probably doing that much. I think he put it off on his girlfriend.
I don't think he's doing one thing.
And he's going to run her away just like he runs everybody else away, one by one.
It did make me sad, though, in their conversation that they had, where he was like, "Okay, fine. You think you can take care of this? Just so you know, I'm your kid, too."
Yeah, that was.
And you won't take care of me.
Right. And you're trying, heard that. He just took that and was like...
Took it and like he's doing with everything else. So, yeah. I mean,
I think he sees Nick as his child. I think he sees him as...
an equal.
Like or more. Roommate.
Yeah, like... He's like... He says he's a dad, but I think he still sees Nick as their dad. So he's like, "Why aren't you doing what a dad would do? Even though I'm the dad..."
Told you he was done.
Yeah.
He told you wouldn't be able to handle it. How are you not able to connect those things? he told you you wouldn't be able to handle it. And he's like, oh, now I'm overwhelmed and blah, blah, blah. I wonder why. It's almost as if your son tried to tell you. And instead of admitting, oh, yeah, he was right. It's been a week and I'm overwhelmed. And so is everybody else around me. You're like, I'm overwhelmed and I don't know why nobody's listening to me. Because you're not capable. And people tried to tell you that.
Right.
So top comment here. This guy started posting on his birthday not too long ago. He's a recovering alcoholic, the mother of his children, a drug abuser. Things were so bad that his oldest child was taking care of all of his siblings and got custody, permanent custody, once he was an adult. OP toddles downstairs on his birthday and is pissed because there's no birthday banner or breakfast made for him and the kids aren't home waiting on him with a cake and to celebrate. Mind you, this is the parent who's not been a parent. He gets mad at the son who's been raising his kids for him. Son gives an appropriate response. OP goes on and on about how he's been sober for 11 months and is owed all of this care and respect and completely ignores all of the comments about how he never did that for his kids. So why should he expect it from them? And being sober for 11 months doesn't make him father of the year. Oh, and son is also caring for the grandmother. And an added bonus is OP tells son he's just like his drug-using mother who's not in the picture and hasn't been in for years. Son ends up having a mental health crisis. Dad is giving himself kudos for stepping up and taking care of his kids while his son is hospitalized. Now OP is back, tooting his own horn and bashing on the person who's been taking care of his kids since he was a small child because he's been doing it for a few weeks. OP, you're still a piece of shit. You can never make it up to your son for stealing his childhood, and you should be grateful he lets you live with him. You should be paying him back for all the money he spent caring for your kids. I honestly hope this is fiction because it blows my mind that you're still trying to get people to congratulate you for doing something right for a few weeks. Get the hell over yourself. If you think you deserve recognition for what you have done, why don't you give recognition to your son for all the years he's been doing it? You really suck.
And not doing anything right, doing what you're supposed to do. Like,
literally, yes.
I don't think you need to get celebrated for
what
that.
Do you want, a cookie? Yeah.
You get nothing.
Literally.
You stole the fizzy lifting drinks, and you get nothing.
What is that from?
Willy Wonka.
Okay.
OG one.
Oh, man, he was so mad. I got scared. I'm like, dang.
Literally. I thought I was in trouble after that scene. I was like...
And I'm like, it was really Grandpa Joe's fault. Grandpa Joe was a villain throughout the entire movie. And then Charlie almost lost the whole factory because of Grandpa Joe. He's like, you should just drink it anyway. I'm like, Grandpa Joe, you're a role model, allegedly.
Well, isn't that something that people point out from the beginning of the movie? Grandpa Joe is a bad person
because
he's acting like he couldn't take care of himself this whole time. And then the moment he has an opportunity, he's jumping around.
This dude's running around the house.
Can I just say how confusing that was for me as a kid to see four elderly people
in a bed in the main room.
And they only stay in the bed?
Was Charlie, I'm like, was that how it was back in the day? Mm-hmm. Was she a single mother taking care of them? Take your mom, Charlie. She's caring for these old people, and y'all got 20 kids. She got 20 kids.
Giving them sponge baths and all.
And he's like, I'll take my lying grandpa who pretended he couldn't walk for 20 years.
Did Charlie ask the grandpa, or did the grandpa was like, I'm going with you, Charlie? I can't remember.
I think he did. He's like, Grandpa Joe, I love you. And I'm like,
And the mom's just tired.
The mom's beat.
Mom's making the cabbage soup, and she's just like,
I work two doubles. And Grandpa Joe's like, I guess I can walk again. I hated Grandpa Joe, man. He was breaking it down. Oh, what a bad guy.
So
this guy is Grandpa Joe, I feel, writing this story.
No, Grandpa Joe had a little bit more.
Grandpa Joe was self-aware. That's why he never mentioned how bad what he did sitting in a bed for so long. This guy's like, what? I sit in a bed for so long? My daughter takes care of me? Like, what's wrong with that?
Why are you
Charlie
mad?
Charlie got the golden ticket. Yeah. I had to go.
It's her job. Okay. So this final update is from the Sun from 21 hours ago.
Oh, wow.
My family is falling apart, but I honestly don't care anymore. My dad has been posting about me like a madman, LOL. Thank you for those who have been sending his updates to me. It's been a little over a month since I've left from the psych ward. It was honestly the most miserable experience of my life. My dad called the police because he was worried for my safety. Maybe I shouldn't have freaked out, but what he did was just too much. We got into a fight about what we should do with my grandmother on my father's side, who has been sick rapidly. I don't want to put her in a home because I know how terrible those places can be, and I don't want her to go through that. And of course, because my dad can't have a normal adult civilized conversation, he starts throwing a tantrum, talking about how the family is better off without me, especially since I'm only stressing people out. I stupidly lowered myself to his level. I started to yell back. I let myself go absolutely insane. I stormed up to my room like a teenager and I shaved my head. I don't know why, but I just did it. My dad called the police because he was scared, and I felt bad for scaring him. The cops were definitely really nice and we got to talk, but they told me that I should probably go to the psych ward because they were worried I was going to harm myself. And when I came back, the house was a mess. The cat's litter box wasn't cleaned in what seemed like weeks. The kids were missing school and therefore behind, and my cousin left diapers and baby formula, and it was everywhere. I have really bad OCD and I hate mess. I almost got on my motorcycle and I drove away to Texas or something. After I finished cleaning, I was trying to calmly tell everyone how we can all work together to keep a clean house. My father took this as me telling him that he's a bad father, and of course we got into another fight. I understand getting overwhelmed because it's a lot. There is a lot of kids, a lot of different schedules, and two new babies in the house. It's all overwhelming, but guess what I did? I made a schedule. I planned. I figured it out. I wake up at 5 in the morning every single day to get lunchboxes ready, pre-make dinner, email teachers, clean, walk the dogs, and clean the litter box. I figured it out. I planned. Was it easy? No, but that's what you do. And for him to say that his system is making the kids happier and for them to agree, I was done. I gave up college scholarships. I lost a relationship. I only have one friend left because I couldn't keep bounds. I gave up job opportunities. I gave up my entire life. And for what? I get it. I'm not fun. I do tend to push the kids to stay on top of their schoolwork, chores, and health. I know it's pretty lame and I know it's stupid, but I won't do laundry. I won't do the cleaning of a mess I didn't make. I won't do grocery shopping for the family. I'm done. If they want their dad to be in charge, that's fine by me, but I feel like they're starting to notice how much I actually did. A few days ago, while I was in the bath, one of my brothers came in and asked me to do his laundry. I said no, and it really hurt me, but I said no. After maybe 20 minutes, he comes and he says, "Dad doesn't know how to work the laundry machine," and I simply shrugged. My life has been getting a little better. I don't feel as tired and burnt out. I'm making friends. I'm going out, and I got a promotion at my job. I almost did clean, though. The other day, I saw my cousin's room a mess with diapers and garbage everywhere, but I stopped myself. I'm working on saying no, homework from my therapist, and I think I'm doing pretty well. For example, my dad was overwhelmed because he forgot to go grocery shopping. He told my cousin that he'd babysit so she can go on a job interview, and my younger siblings needed someone to help with their homework. My dad dropped the babies at my work, and my old habits creeped in, and I almost left work to babysit, but instead, I tracked down my cousin and I left the twins with her. I know sooner or later my dad is going to drop the ball, and I'll have to step up again, but I'm enjoying this break. I'm sorry if this doesn't make any sense or if it's too long, but it just felt good to give my side. Again, LOL. That's and then there's good. Like a top comment and stuff, but
he definitely explained what I was thinking earlier about like him being more strict with the kids, but like giving them that structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't think that it's lame. That's good parenting. Lame.
That's exactly what good parenting.
You are doing what you need to do, but I totally agree with you. Take this time to recharge yourself. Do what you need to do for you. And then, like, if you do have to step up again, you know, hopefully it won't be, it'll still be strenuous, but at least you'll be full within yourself because you've been doing stuff for yourself. And, yeah, I don't have anything else to say about the dad. I said all I needed to say about him.
I was going to say, if there is a point where the son has to step up again, I think the next big plan of action is to start delegating. you know, you've taken this pressure on for so long. Mm-hmm. You have 13-year-olds in there that don't know how to work a
laundry machine.
Right.
They can start learning too. They can start learning to cook. You can start giving them those life skills now. Mm-hmm. So it's not all on you anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. My mom and I was doing laundry when we were like 8, 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like ironing like at like yeah. 8.
It's crazy because when you're little, you kind of like chores. Yeah. Like, yeah. I like to vacuum. Like,
oh, yeah. I'm helping mom.
Except laundry.
Yeah.
When we went to the laundromat, that was when our mom was mad. Like, for whatever reason, she'd just be mad. I know it's just from pressures and stuff from life, but we just know when we go to the laundromat, mom's going to be mad and we hate going to the laundromat.
But yeah, I think that's good. I think I hope that the other kids who maybe, whether it was the dad saying or if they really felt it, if they really did feel like they were better off with their dad, hopefully with this change of what's been happening lately, that they can learn to appreciate their brother if that is actually what happened and not just something the dad said to make the son feel bad.
Well, I think it's probably like what Jazz said. The dad's just easier or being quote unquote.
They're like, woo, nicer, we don't have to clean strict. Candy.
And so, yeah, it seems blah, blah, blah.
Probably getting them junk from the grocery store and stuff like that. Like, you know, kids like that. Yeah. Like, I remember when I was a kid and it was like, what if I lived breakfast. In a world with no rules? Because yeah. my parents were so strict.
I'm running away.
Literally walk down the street yeah. and come back. Like, I mean, yeah, it's natural for kids to be like, wow, this is awesome. But then also, it's concerning that the dad didn't know how to work the laundry machine because they've just been wearing dirty clothes since Nick has been
Who's
in the cycle.
Been watching unless the girlfriend's been doing it.
I hope the girlfriend's been doing it because otherwise these kids just
been going to school like they
doing
like
the sniff test on their clothes.
This seems good.
I wonder if it's been a mixture of like the willful ignorance though, like of the dad trying to pawn some more responsibilities back on the son, yeah. being
it's
like, "Oh, I don't
fault.
Know how to
I
work
don't know
it.
How to do it.
Look it up. Do you have a phone? Does any of your kids have a phone? Look
Literally.
It up on Google."
Even though at the Airbnb, the washer and dryer, I was like, "It's got so many buttons, man." I don't know what mode I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I was getting a little confused. But no one else.
But
okay.
You yeah. figured it out.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It takes
What's
5 minutes.
Look?
It takes 5 minutes to be like, and if somebody can help
did
you.
You figure
it did you figure it out, Sam?
Things seemed cleaner when I did it. So.
Oh, God.
And BB is like, why are half of our things are just like stripped everywhere? I'm kidding. I did figure it out.
Top comment. I'm so sorry for everything you've gone through. It's great you're taking steps to prioritize yourself and especially your mental health. But I'm so curious. Why don't you tell your dad to leave? Those in your home who choose to go with him can do so. That's their choice. But seriously, your dad continues to be nothing but unhelpful to you mentally, emotionally, and physically. So why is he still there? Mm. And Opie responded, I don't want to kick him out because honestly, for a lot of different legal reasons, I don't want to get into right now. But he does have the right to see his kids. And if I keep him out, he could use that against me to say that I'm keeping him away from his kids. I'm sorry if it isn't well explained. Also, I don't want the kids to leave their only home they know. I want to leave myself, but I feel conflicted because it's my house. My grandmother did leave me one of her properties and all of her money, but I am thinking of giving it to my cousin. I haven't made a decision yet.
Don't then, do that.
Yeah, somebody said, do not let your cousin have it. Believe it or not, you deserve a life and a future of your own. Move to the property you were left and use the money for college or trade school. Let someone else figure out their own lives for mm-hmm. a while.
Yeah. Because don't keep allowing people opportunities to disappoint you.
Right.
Because that adds to your emotional trauma. And you just don't do that. Take care of yourself. You truly deserve it. And, you know, all the good things that you get, you deserve. You yeah. don't have to feel like it's selfish or that you should be giving it to somebody else. You deserve these things and you're worthy of these things. So please let other people figure it out. Like they said, they're adult, they're capable of making decisions just like you have made good decisions. It's whether they make the decisions or not, that's on them. You can't take responsibility for that all your life.
Because the one thing that I do The one thing that I do think about, though, is either you said it, Jazz, or Sam said it. And it was something along the lines of, like, you have that, you feel that responsibility to, like, take care of your younger siblings because of, like, where they might end up and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess technically if their dad is there, then maybe it might make it a little easier for you to separate yourself. But I can understand the reason why it might be hard for OP to leave is feeling like at the end of the day, you know, he knows, like he said, my father will fail.
It's already proven that
it's going to happen probably very soon. He's like, I'm just taking a break. And so, like, giving up that protective spirit that he has over his siblings to be like, listen, I know dad wasn't there for me, but I learned to take care of myself and I know how to take care of you guys so that you guys don't have to go through what I go through, you know, because it's like, it's difficult no matter either way, I guess, whether they choose to leave, like some of the commenters are suggesting, or they choose to stay. And like I think OP even mentioned kind of giving up their own life to make sure others are good. Mm-hmm. But it's not selfish to not want that either, OP.
Right.
You know? So. Mm-hmm.
And I just realized I do have a friend who went through this, pretty much this exact same situation where her dad is not in the picture. He's just living his own life in another family. And her mom was just in and out. Mm-hmm. So she was taking care of her younger brother from, like, I think I met her around like 1920, and he's younger. And she was just like, he was with her the whole time. Mm-hmm. And their mom was just selfish in ways where she would come back and be like, expect something or need something, and had no disregard for her kids. And she would see my friend as like, basically like an equal, like, well, it's your job to take care of your brother. Like, it's not my kind of thing. And then get mad when there's no relationship between them. Like, why doesn't he want to talk to me, or things like that. And I know it was hard for my friend because it messed with their relationship of being brother and sister. Mm-hmm. Like, he would see her for things that he would normally see his mom for, and it messed with their relationship. We're like, I just want to be your brother. I just want to be your sister. And they would have issues because he only saw her as a mother figure. That's the only person who's been there for him consistently throughout his life. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's just, it sucks that it has to happen, but I'm like, I know it happens, unfortunately, a lot. Mm-hmm. And they're finally, from the mom standpoint, like, that's a whole other thing. Like, that's just like years of things you have to try to fix. But from their standpoint, like, at least we can start our lives and get something going for ourselves that we're not, we can have actually have a good relationship, and we're like learning from that stuff.
Mm-hmm. This whole story, the dad kind of reminds me of if it was a more serious thing, like Shameless, Frank Gallagher.
They say that in the comments, actually.
He is. It's exactly
very Frank Gallagher. Shameless. Never seen it either. Yeah.
Oh yeah, y'all gotta watch, because that's literally him.
But it's like Frank Gallagher, and maybe this guy is Frank Gallagher. Definitely is a narcissist, and narcissists can be charming in a way that they appear like they're like liked by people. But they're only care about themselves. And Frank only cared about himself throughout the entire thing. Mm-hmm. And Fiona had to take care of the entire family, all the kids, all his kids. It's exactly this. But Shameless is like played for kind of comedy. But when you look at what the situation is, they're like,
this is the base root of it. Yeah.
This is awful.
Yeah, that's it. That's this story with a bunch of parts. It's going to be uploaded in the next probably like week and a half. So hopefully we have all the updates by the time it's uploaded, but I will make sure to check before when I'm up editing it.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of the word. When I'm editing it, just to make sure we have all the updates, because these people are staying on top of it.
There can't be more.
Please. Everybody needs to put their phones down and take care of yourself, like, at this point.
But yeah, Jazz, thanks for giving your two cents. I'm sorry that the story was crazy enough where you're like, you know what? I'm not saying anything anymore.
No, that's okay. I know how to protect my peace. It's okay.
And Husker, thank you for being here and only barking a little bit.
Yay, Husker, yay, Husker.
Go upstairs, Husker. And if you have to the go potty, you can go potty.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you guys next time on the Comfort Level Podcast.
Comfort Level Pod.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.